Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story in Chicago. Registered nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center say staffing in their facility is in critical condition, and they took to the streets outside the hospital today to make that point. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
A handful of the U of C's 2,700 nurses stood across the street from the medical center complex, holding a sign reading "Safe Staffing Now," scrawled on taped together forms listing official complaints or objections, mostly about staffing. Leah Sergeant King works nights.
Since this day last year, 620 nurses have left our hospital.
John Hieronymus suggested there could be another strike like they had 3 years ago.
We need them to safely staff our hospital. Meditation and spa days are not a solution to unsafe staffing. Aromatherapy and pizza parties are not substitutes for safe staffing. If they don't listen to us, they'll hear all of us on the picket lines.
A statement from the medical center says the protest is not about facts. It says nationally the RN vacancy rate is 17%. At the U of C, the rate is less than 4.7%. That's the story from the University of Chicago.
The news of a tentative agreement to head off a threatened strike by railroad workers is a relief to Metro passengers across the Chicago area. The agency says it will reinstate service that had been canceled tonight ahead of a strike that would have taken effect at midnight. Metro passenger Grace Kanowski tells CBS2 she's glad the trains will keep running.
I was just going to have my dad maybe drive me, but he also has to go to work, so I don't know. I don't really know what my plan would have been. Uber.
Administrators at Amtrak say they're working to restore service out of Union Station that had been canceled because of the strike threat.
Well, the mayor of Burr Ridge has already been critical of state and city handling of migrants bused in from Texas. He's stepping up his criticism of Governor Pritzker. Republican Mayor Gary Grasso releasing a letter to the Democratic governor that repeats criticisms he received no advance notice before migrants were temporarily housed in hotels in Burr Ridge. The letter claims that Mayor Lightfoot has called to apologize and calls for the governor to rebuild a bridge you destroyed, he says. There's no comment from the governor's office.
Drivers living in Mount Prospect may be a little closer to a permanent break on vehicle stickers in the village. Members of the council are considering a plan to suspend the sticker program for a year with an eye toward eliminating it. Mayor Paul Hofert says if it were up to him, it would have been gone a long time ago.
I think the time has come to be prudent. We suspend it and then eliminate it, I suppose. But if it was up to me, we'd eliminate it today.
Administrators say stickers bring in little less than $1.5 million for street improvements, but the village is projecting a budget surplus of more than $8 billion. The board will take a final vote next month. Palatine did the same thing recently.
And Indiana judge denies a last-minute request to block the state's near-total ban on abortion. Special Judge Kelsey Hanlon didn't give a reason for denying a temporary injunction sought by the ACLU of Indiana. The organization maintains the ban violates the state's constitution, infringing on the right to privacy and the guarantee of equal privileges. The Indiana ban includes exceptions allowing abortion in cases of rape and incest before the 10th week of pregnancy and to protect a mother's life and physical health.
McCormick Place West is Chicago's convention crown jewel with more than 400,000 square feet of exhibit space. Now, convention organizers are turning their attention to the original McCormick Place along the lakefront.
The McCormick Place Lakeside Center is 51 years old. It's the oldest of the buildings that make up the convention center. Loretta Clark, CEO of the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, says McPier has put out a formal request for ideas on ways to improve the experience for convention goers at Lakeside Center, especially between their convention sessions.
We've heard there's a spa and maybe some sort of co-working place where folks can come in and use it as a temporary workspace.
Clark expects to hear from developers, design engineers, and even architecture students, but she says anyone can submit an idea.
There are probably many ideas out there that we haven't heard, and we want to give everyone an opportunity to send those ideas our way.
Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Now this year's fall bird migration is going on all around and above us, of course. And the experts at the National Audubon Society have just rolled out a new Bird Migration Explorer website to help you see which species are going where and where they're coming from.
If birds interest you at all, you might, for example, see a bird in Chicago, a species you don't recall seeing before.
You know, oh, wow, this is a Swainson's thrush. I know that they don't breed here. I want to know where they're going and where they might be coming from.
Stephanie Bilkey is the Senior Manager of Conservation Science for Audubon Great Lakes.
So you can look up that species, Swainson's thrush, which is a small songbird, and you can type that into the Bird Migration Explorer, and it'll show you the distance that they travel and actual tracks of birds that have been tracked by devices that show, you know, exactly where individual birds have gone.
Bilkey says hummingbirds are still migrating through the Chicago area, so don't take those feeders down just yet. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two children in separate homes were wounded last night by gunfire outside their homes. Chicago police say a 3-year-old boy was struck in his left elbow as he slept in his home on East 93rd. An 8-year-old boy suffered a graze wound in his home near 36th and South Roads. Both incidents happened around 10 o'clock and no one is in custody.
Naperville High School students getting the opportunity to take part in local government.
To get that perspective from the kids themselves in our community, the young adults, to talk about, you know, what they're seeing in the schools, what they're seeing in their neighborhoods, it's a great benefit.
City spokesperson Linda LaClash says the students learned leadership skills while the adult members of the boards and commissions get a better idea of how their decisions affect Naperville's young people. The deadline to apply is September 30th.
Halloween is just around the corner, and an attraction in the South Suburbs is back.
The Old Joliet Haunted Prison opens later this month and stays open until November 5th. Organizers say it's the only haunted house in the Chicago area in a real abandoned prison. The two main attractions are new this year. There are also several immersive escape games. Tickets cost $19.99, and organizers warn it may be too intense for anyone under 12. Cisco Kota, 105.9 WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.